and said, are you experiencing any flu-like symptoms? Now, this is Transformer movies now. Now, everything they do in that movie, and to your point, Eddie, Bush was there. He was doing the day Kennedy shot. He was at a motel behind the grassy knoll. He was there as a speaker on oil. He was working for the CIA, but he also, under his another name, was speaking for an oil convention, which he never checked out of that hotel that day. He left there, and supposedly three different eyewitness contacts say a man just like him was put into a car. Two of them say he was put into a car without handcuffs. One eyewitness account says that man looks like George Bush was put into the back of a police car, an unmarked police car without handcuffs. So if you go back and you start studying it and you start looking up all the, you got to go around Google, but you got to be able to look up all kinds of names, all kinds of dates, because they can't block everything. And you start getting newspaper clippings pulled up, man, you can really get to the bottom of some stuff. But
well, we still, Randall, we got to run, but we still need to get to the bottom of Atlantis.
Ain't nobody going to listen. You're right. Love y'all. Let's see you.
See you, buddy.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon. I need to set up a camera in here so people can see what Eddie's seeing. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The number of new unemployment claims the same as last week, and more people are staying on unemployment, according to the Labor Department.
We came in at 884,000 new initial claims. Continuing claims came in at 13.385 since the pandemic began. This now takes us over 60 million initial claims, in line with the fact that we're seeing job postings down about 20% year over year.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni. President Trump told the author Bob Woodward in February, before telling Americans the coronavirus was like the flu, that it was much deadlier than that and transmitted through the air. He says now he didn't want people to panic and says about giving Woodward 18 interviews for a new book.
Let's just give it a little shot. I'll speak to him. It wasn't a big deal. I speak to him. And let's see. I don't know if the book is good or bad. I have no idea.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still alive. And you found out about the whole radio ad yesterday.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah.
I thought we had it on the down low.
We did, but somebody ratted me out on the radio. Mm-hmm. I don't know, one of the listeners. I mean, you only have, what, like 10,000 people listening at a time?
You know who listens.
30,000, 50,000? Yeah.
Call it a million.
Yeah. Somebody ratted me out yesterday.
Man.
I got home and she said, what did you say on the radio? I said, well, I didn't tell them the whole story. Just half of it.
Well, it's good to hear your voice and that you're still alive.
Yes.
We are still here and clicking. It's been a busy morning. I look up and it's already 10 o'clock and you're calling me. I'm like, wow, this morning it was a blur and it's great. Tomorrow morning I'll be headed to Auburn when you call me. I've got a 10 o'clock appointment in Auburn. So if you need something in Auburn, let me know because I'll be over there. I'm going to stop by Tumor's Corner and get some lemonade from Emma because she's working over there.
It's good stuff. It's really good
stuff. So anytime I get an excuse to run over there, that's what I'm doing.
Well, and that's a good reminder that if folks get a job done by Prattville Carpet by you guys, tell your friends, because y'all service pretty much anywhere in the state, right? You'll travel.
Absolutely. We've done jobs in Mississippi and Florida.
Wow.
When the hurricanes hit down there, at Mexico Beach, I had a good friend that owned a house down there, could not get it put back together. But the problem being they would not give anybody a business license if you were outside the state of Florida.
Hmm.
And I said, hey, I'm not going down there without a license. If you can get the license, we'll get the work done. And he went down there and talked to the mayor and got us a license. And he was the first one on the street that had his house open and rented again.
Excellent.
All because he was able to go down and talk to the mayor and get us. It wasn't just me. It was several guys out of Prattville that ran down, those sheetrockers, painters, former guys. We all went down there and had him back and running within 3 weeks.
Wow.
And all his neighbors were looking at him sideways because he had full rent out front and had his rented out. They didn't. We can go. If y'all need something done, just call us. We'll figure out how to get there. We'll get her done. It all starts with a phone call, 285-8117. And then usually within 2 weeks, you have a new floor down, just that quick.
That's right, folks. That number, 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet. They do more than just carpet, any sort of flooring you can imagine. Or even use some of that ceramic tile for a new backsplash in the kitchen or the bathroom. They really get the job done. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell the guys that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon, even when he's sharing stories that he shouldn't about his family.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that a few times over the years. She's getting a lot more used to it. The first time I did it, it really did not go over well.
I'm learning that too, Ray.
It's like building up a callus like anything.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Ray.
That's right.
Take care,
thanks,
Ray.
Thanks, guys.
272-9228. Coming up, we've got a business break here.
Great.
Kickback Ranch.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with it.
Great locale, great venue.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that when we come back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And across the desk from me, Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch. Hey, Jerry.
I can be in the house.
How you doing?
You want me to be in the house?
No, you're in the house.
I'm in the house.
That's right.
Debater, man. I feel like special or something.
Don't let him trick you into feeling that
well,
way.
Well, you always hear the voices, but you never see the faces.
Yeah, I don't live up to the expectations.
I have a face for radio, not television.
So we were just talking off mic, Jerry, that, you know, the world's gone crazy. Oh, all the different ways, you know, the pandemic affected things. But I hope it didn't affect Kickback Ranch too much because y'all have a beautiful place.
Well, it has to a certain extent.
Sure.
We've lost some of our corporate events that we were putting on, some of our weddings and stuff like that. But it's starting to come back. I mean, and we've added some RV spots out there, so now we have 27 plus RV spots. People are coming in. They're looking for a place to get away, and you know, we got 125 acres, rolling hills, got five lakes, you know, pine trees, and so people are social distancing at the Kickback Ranch, if you would like to say that. So they got plenty of room to do that with all the cabins that we have and stuff of that nature.
Well, and I have heard a lot of folks are, especially folks who are cloistered with their kids, mm-hmm. They don't want to be in the house or the apartment all day. They're looking for, you know, maybe weekend getaways and get out of the house. You're still with the kids, but Kickback Ranch is a great place to go.
We're looking for a great place to do that, and we've got it. You know, we bring the kids down there. We've got a double slide, and that's been one of our biggest attractions. People loving, you know, going down the slide. They've had a wonderful time with it. So it's a lot of fun when you bring the kids down there. And of course, we got the volleyball courts. We got basketball courts. We got several things for the older kids, and it's also for the young kids as well.
A lot Very of good. Do. Now, say you don't have any children's like I am in the
You don't
current
have no children's.
No, none of that. Not yet, at least.
You can still have fun.
Oh, yeah. And so maybe you could do a couple's getaway as
you
well.
You can. A couple's getaway, we got some really, really nice cabins for you to come and enjoy. Also, fishing. You know, we got five lakes to fish in.
Wow.
If you like bike riding, you know, it's a great place to come ride. If you just like to hike, you know, we got 125 acres and just get to walking.
For folks who don't know the backstory, could we get like a crash course, Kickback Ranch 101, how this came into being?
Well, it started out, it's been there, the camp's been there for a long time. It was a Christian camp for a long, long time. And then a couple of years ago, we came into it and was able to purchase it, myself and my other partner, and we just thought, well, you know what? We'd like to do something different here in South Montgomery County. We're right down 331, just right off the main four-lane highway, right before it goes back into two-lane before you come into Highland Home there. So we're still in Montgomery County, but we just thought, you know, we'd like to have a place. We're more than just a camp. We're also a 55-plus living community, and we thought we'd be a great place for somebody that's, you know, wants to feel safe, wants to live in the country, but, you know, really would like to feel the safety of a community. So we've got 55 plus tiny home living, and that was kind of our start. And we got most of that, a lot of it. I mean, we still have a few spots available for the 55 plus living. And then, of course, it just kept adding from there. You know, we had the pool, and then we thought, well, why don't we just have an RV spot? So we started putting in RV spots, you know, along with the cabins that we already had there before. We added some other, we got nine buildings, got 27 rooms. They're like small motel suites.
Wow.
So we've got plenty of room for any corporate meetings, weddings. You know, if you want to do a wedding, you know, come down there and the whole party stays on one spot.
Yeah,
you don't have to, like,
convenient.
Try to drive down the road after the wedding, if you
sure.
know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, it's a great place for people to come in and just enjoy themselves.
So you do have some spots left for the 55 and up. It's permanent residence?
Yes, permanent residence.
I know one of the permanent residents there, a great friend of the show, Gary. He loves it. Okay. He ought to be you guys' spokesperson. Every weekend he's posting what he's doing at the ranch.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see him posting when he's floating out there in the pool.
Yes.
with all of his friends. And of course, he's by himself.
By himself, but, yeah, him and his buddies.
I drive by and say, "Hey, Gary, how are you and your friends doing?" He said, "We're doing really good right now." So.
He's posting fish. He's catching big fish in the pond. He's living the life, man.
He's got him a little two-story job going on. Gary's special.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I love him to death. And I have to be completely honest. I always try to be, of course.
Yeah.
The tiny home phenomenon just fascinates me. Yeah. I think it's a great way to live.
Well, you know, we spend most of our lives trying to accumulate stuff.
Yep.
You know, we want a big house, you know. Then all of a sudden, the kids are gone.
Yep, right.
And you're looking around like, you know, we got an empty house here. You know, no kids, no, and got a lot to take care of.
Right, a lot to clean.
You know, and a lot of the cases down there, you know, they've lost a spouse even, and so now they're by themselves, whether it be the man or the wife. And we've got two or three ladies down there, and they just said, "Listen, we love the security here. We have a gated. It is a gated community, you know, so nobody can just drive in and out. You got to have the code to get in the gates."
Some single ladies down there, Joe. Well, what you doing this weekend?
What do you think Gary's doing down there? Why do you think Gary's?
Oh, he's just fishing. He's just fishing.
He's just fishing. But I mean, it is a really good place. We do have some more spots available for some 55 plus living, and we've got some permanent campers down there. They brought their campers. They said, "Listen, we love the camper life, so we're just going to stay right here." And
that is awesome.
You know, so you got a 4-lane highway into Montgomery. You know, you can be anywhere you want to be in 30 minutes.
So whether folks are looking for, say, just a weekend getaway, or they want to have a big, you know, hootenanny is what I would say. It's been a while since the Clark side, my dad's side of the family, got a big hootenanny get together.
That's a place to have one.
Maybe you want that weekend getaway, that party, or you want to be a permanent resident. How do folks get in touch?
Well, they can contact us, you know, by calling us at 286-4140, or just go on the internet. It's kickbackranch.net.
Kickbackranch.net.
Just call us, you know, and we'll sure, one of our ladies will be glad to give you a tour down there. We got, you know, tours throughout the week, people coming in and checking things out for us. So, you know, we'd love to have anybody that wants to come down. People are getting ready now to start planning their Christmas parties.
Yes.
I mean, they do that, you know, like months out in advance. The companies do so. We want to encourage the companies out there, anybody looking for a good place to social distance, that you can get, you know, you can still come enjoy yourself, but you can get away from each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, that's a good spot as well.
And October's right around the corner. It looks like you have a fall festival coming up.
Got a fall festival coming up, October the 24th. We just kind of cut the commercials for that a while ago, and
very
just
good.
Kind of letting everybody know that we're going to be having a fall festival. The campers can decorate their campers. We're going to have a contest for that. You can, if you rent a cabin, you can decorate the front of your cabin. We're going to have a contest for that, and also have a contest for the kids that want to, you know, get in the costume contest. October the 24th, we'll have vendors out there. We'll have food and maybe a little entertainment as well.
Oh, very good. And again, because of what's happened in the world, a lot of folks are looking to get back into seeing other folks, enjoying life. I mean, it's been a little difficult. The things are slowly but surely getting back to normal. Why not make that normal feel even more special at Kickback Ranch?
And we're trying to do that. We're trying to take all the precautions we possibly can. We keep everything wiped down. We rent golf carts out there because we are such a big place that you need a golf cart to kind of get around. So every time one's rented, we bring it back in and we wipe it down. We clean it up. You know, we try to disinfect them like everybody's doing. We're just trying to use our heads. You know, we're not the mask police. If you come out there, you've got plenty of room to get away from people.
Right.
If that makes you feel comfortable, then just go over there and stand on the bank of one of the lakes by yourself.
There you go.
I love
it.
Great place to be.
Jerry, great seeing you again.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
You do a great job with your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Enjoy listening.
Yeah, I think the last time we saw each other, I was sidekicking for Greg or something.
I think
like
you
that.
Were. You might have been.
How quickly life changes.
He's stepping on people and burning bridges, Jerry.
He's moving on up.
Well, Eddie's telling
he ain't looking
lies.
Back, baby.
Moving on up. We might as well get back out
That's
of
right.
the way.
Well, great seeing you. And folks, y'all check out Kickback Ranch.
Come on out. You bring your other significant half out to the Kickback Ranch.
Okay, I'll have to make that happen. Sounds like a good weekend.
We'd love to have you.
Thank you, Jerry.
You too, Eddie Bader.
Thank you, Jerry.
Come out and see you, buddy Gary.
No, I'll come out and see Gary.
More news and views when we come back right after this quick break.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This hour, News and Views, second hour, all is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage when we, well, a little later in the hour. I'll put it that way.
All right.
I'm Joey. He's Eddie. How you doing?
I'm Dern. How you doing?
Jack Campbell will be joining us soon.
Is he doing his hair?
Yeah, actually he is. But we've got the video feed all set up. I can see his kitchen right now. I mean, it's not. I see some pill bottles, like vitamin bottles.
Sure.
I see a knife block with some missing knives.
Well, the other day, he was out of paper towels. It was driving me crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really wanted to tell him, Jack, you're out
of
paper
towels. He's got a nice kitchen, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that mariachi.
Oh, like a water purifier right on the faucet. Anyway, enough about Jack's kitchen. You know, there's been some issues going on in Rochester.
Rochester?
Yeah. More mayhem.
You need to resign.
In the name of justice.
You seen him arguing over who needs to resign?
No, fill me in, actually.
The mayor and the police union are arguing over. He said, the police union guy said, you need to resign to the mayor. And the mayor said, no, you need to resign.
And the police chief did resign, right? Or
yeah.
He retired.
Retired, yeah.
It's a pretty young dude for retirement.
I honestly, Joey, and not to take it away what you're saying, but I don't blame him. He's had enough. He's like, you're disparaging me. I've done all I can do. In this day and time, there is nothing that a police chief can do that is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and honestly, I don't blame police, and I hope it never happens, but I don't blame them if they walk off the job. They are public enemy number one right now, and I don't know why. It sickens me, but that is how they're viewed.
And it is, I don't know, I've softened a little bit on how much I dog the police. Now, I think there are a lot of practices that
sure.
should be updated. I'm always for oversight. But my focus, especially in the last few years, has been more on the laws that they are tasked to enforce.
Right.
And we need to look at the people who pass such
There's
laws
an idea.
And make their job even more difficult. And don't get me started on recidivism or, oh, man, the whole angle of it. I really don't know how to solve this. I'm being dead serious here. I think it's a difficult problem is juvenile offenders.
Big time.
Yeah, especially here locally. We've heard those stories where they catch somebody and they're right back out.
But being, you know, we're not that far removed, Joey. You're a little younger than me, but I know as a child or as a juvenile, if I wasn't busy, sports, if there wasn't something to keep me busy, then yeah, I was in trouble.
See, I wasn't that way at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You had things to keep you busy or you just were content not being busy?
You know how I usually just stay home, read books?
That's not something you started yesterday?
Right.
I got you.
Or back then it was more having fun, silly fun, playing video games. But
right.
With usually kept to myself. I got in a little bit of trouble.
Well, we were just rambunctious. And we, mm-hmm. you know... And I honestly, you know, I don't know what needs to be done today to fill up the void that obviously is there.
Right. Oh, there's a lot of things that need to be done. And some of it's government, but a lot of it is people's choices and making
Definitely.
Sure their household is in order and their own lives individually are in order. But so we've heard about Rochester. We've, you know, seen over the last few months what Minneapolis is where this started.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we've seen Kenosha. We've seen scenes from Washington, D.C. to Seattle to Portland to Los Angeles to good old Atlanta.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
In our backyard.
I mean, that might have been peak 2020. A lot's happened this year, but watching CNN report on the CNN headquarters being busted into. And they're trying to claim it's white supremacists.
But we're on your guys' side.
And somebody's waving the flag of Mexico. Like, man, this is peak 2020 right here. But how about what recently happened in Manhattan? And who's actually causing a lot of... There was recently some rioting in Manhattan. And the so-called revolutionaries who were busted for rioting, they were at a new African... And I'm saying that because it's Afrikaan with a K, Black Panther Party rally, okay. took a break from their yacht club lives.
Yes.
And modeling careers to be part of the mayhem. Now, this is not just common to Manhattan that we're about to talk about. This is a common thing. You know, when all this started, you heard folks kind of using that selective quote of MLK, riot is the voice... The language of the unheard.
Right.
I mean, in the larger context, is actually MLK saying, I understand where these folks are coming from, but stop it. It's not helping the cause. And I can be very empathetic. I can be very understanding. I can understand why people are frustrated, but I have my limits. But we're beyond even that. It's one thing where you're imagining the downtrodden masses, the serfs and the peasants of the nation, the plebes, are upset. We need more bread and circuses for them. No. The seven comrades recently arrested in Manhattan include a wealthy Upper East Sider named Clara.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had their mugshots tweeted out by NYPD. They ain't playing anymore, Eddie. They ain't playing. NYPD, I think on Wednesday, tweeted this out. This is days after their arrest for smashing storefront windows.
Yeah.
What is this? In the Flatiron District. These folks were cuffed during a protest organized by the Black Panthers and the revolutionary abolitionist movement groups condemning the death of Daniel Prude, who was recently killed while in police custody at Rochester. So aside from Clara, she's the redheaded daughter of an architect.
Yes.
And a child psychiatrist.
What?
That didn't hit me till just now. I read this this morning. Well, your child.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have a second home
This redheaded Clara.
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut, in the Nutmeg State. Yeah. What the hell is going on in Connecticut?
Something's in the Nutmeg,
I used to have
man.
Some friends from there, and they'd yeah. tell me some wacky stories.
I remember my Howard Stern was big in Connecticut.
But five of the other arrested appear to also come from privileged backgrounds, yep. leading one police source to call their actions the height of hypocrisy. This is Clara Kraber. I'm looking at a photo of her now. Yeah, she's like this cute little redhead yeah. chick holding the baby goat.
Yep. Also man, a rioter.
Talk about somebody who's unheard who needs to smash a storefront.
Now, Joey, I've got a theory about these little rich guys. Because there are no Coachella this year, there are no festivals.
No Bonnaroo.
Right. There's nothing for these little rich turds to do. So they are creating, they're joining these rioters as if it's their own festival.
Well, Frank Furmeister, 30, he was charged with rioting and possession of a graffiti instrument. He's a freelance art director who designed ads for Joe Coffee and also worked for Pepsi, Samsung, and the Glenlivet, among other high-profile brands. This is according to his LinkedIn profile and portfolio show.
Does it also say rioter?
He studied fine arts with a concentration in photography at Florida State College in Jacksonville, according to LinkedIn. And his most recent address is a stately home on Reed Island Drive in the city's Tony Beacon Hills and Harbor neighborhood. This is according to public records.
Mm-hmm.
Calls the Furmeister.
What the Furmeister?
Went unreturned. Another guy, 80, Stragovich, 20 years old. He's a student at Sarah Lawrence College from Great Neck.
Great Neck, New York?
Yeah, according to police and her family. The young activist lost her phone during the rowdy weekend protest and promptly called up her mother, who made arrangements to replace the cell phone right away.
Oh, my God.
Man, talk about somebody who's dispossessed.
See?
Here's the quote from the mom. She hasn't been terribly in touch. She's been off doing her own thing. I kept thinking I would get a call from the hospital or she'd been get arrested because it seems like just a dangerous times right now. At least she's not on Rikers.
No, but she's on her way.
Before joining the protest, Stragovich was an accomplished musician who spent time performing in local theater groups and at a Sea Cliff Yacht Club. The article quotes where they got this from is the Great Neck Record. It photographed her performing at a show in 2017. The article quotes her teacher saying how impressed that teacher was with this 20-year-old who performed for her extensive repertoire of jazz numbers.
No Coachella.
It's just crazy. Claire Severin, 27, who lives in Washington Heights and was charged with rioting, appears to be a signed model with We Speak Agency, who had the ability to jet among Montreal, Quebec, and Dublin, Ireland, before settling in the Big Apple to, quote-unquote, pursue a career in acting. Of course.
I wonder if these are paid protesters.
This is all according to her modeling profile with the same name. Claire has always had a profound respect for nature and enjoying hiking, photographing these hikes, and trying to get other people excited about our wonderful planet.
Hmm.
She believes beauty can be found everywhere and in everybody if you just look around. Severin, this young girl, couldn't be reached for comment. Etkar Surette, a 27-year-old from Brooklyn who summered in Europe as a kid, is charged with rioting and possession of a graffiti instrument. When approached for comment at his Prospect Park South apartment Wednesday, Surette barked, "I don't want to talk to you. You can go away." And slammed the door in the reporter's face. Well, the press is the enemy, so still. And it goes on and on and on. What is it with these fairly privileged folks? I think of the true word of privilege. I mean, your parents made a good living. They set you up at great schools, set you up to where you could have, even with your mistakes, plenty to do with your life. And yet you choose to go and smash windows and destroy property.
What was the youngest one there, like 25?
20.
Okay. I'll give the 20-year-old idiot.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, need to be paraded
especially
in front of the world.
30-year-old.
Right. They need to be paraded in front of the world. People like this, they have to... there's no amount of money or jail time that will affect them. They have to have social shaming. That's the only thing that will affect them.
Maybe. I mean, this is just... Well, the New York Post is doing that work. We just shared
And I'm glad to see it, because those people should be... And I can imagine their parents, especially the ones that, oh, I've been waiting for a call. And I know there's parents out there that that happens to. But I could not imagine a day where I don't know where my child is. And my son is an adult. My son is your age, Joey.
But you're always in touch, right?
Right. I could never be that parent, and I hope to God I would never be that parent that would be like, well, they kind of left, and I hadn't heard from them in a couple months. I'm waiting for the call from the hospital.
And there are good parents that happen, too. People make their own choices, including children. But, yeah, it's just odd to see so many folks. This is a lesser example of when you become so ideologically possessed and you're so righteous in the latest zeitgeist and cause. She'll just go and use a perfectly good life to go destroy crap in the name of whatever justice.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Absolutely absurd.
Shame.
No, I'm not shaming anybody.
I'm shaming them.
No need to shame them. Just tell their story.
There's a product that you can buy on the internet that mails things to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a glitter bomb.
Oh, is that why I've been getting those magazines?
No, you'll be getting glitter bomb. I don't know if you've familiar
with
glitter bomb.
That's what you're calling it.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. if a glitter bomb shows up at my house, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, you will be. That's the purpose.
You go eat a donut.
Donuts?
272-9228. This hour of news and views, once again, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Isn't Kim Williams great?
You know I love Kim Williams.
She does. She's just a ball of energy, number one, on top of things, folks. And right now, you owe it to yourself to see how much money, probably thousands of dollars, but how much money you could be saving with Alabama Home Mortgage. You currently are a homeowner. Grab that mortgage statement and call them today, 567-4223. So before you call some 1-800-LENDER, call the neighbors. Call the local place, Alabama Home Mortgage. They have the absolute lowest mortgage rates. They can't be beat on pricing. Wholesale lending means wholesale pricing. They don't use a big bank or box store or credit union or fancy pants app. If you're looking for a mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go. So many of our listeners have used them, come back so happy. And especially veterans, if you currently have a VA mortgage, pick up the phone right now and call Kim Williams. Find out how much money you could be saving. It's called the VA IRL, or that's short for Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Program. And also, if you're renting and you're letting your ignorance stop you from buying your own place, let Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage walk you through the process. It starts with quick conversation, pre-approval. And then you can go on all the steps along the way. Eddie knows from experience, people don't take that first step of pre-approval, and it's a mistake.
Very much.
But Kim Williams will help you if you're new to this game. Well, escape those mistakes. So why call Alabama Home Mortgage, folks? Because there is
a difference.
Yes, in mortgage companies. There really is. So call them today at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. Jack Campbell, how you doing?
Fine, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing well. We got to hit our bottom of the hour break here, and then we'll come back and we'll open things up. Get into Karl Rove last night, this Bob Woodward piece that everybody's reacting to. We've saved that.
I have
for you.
Some very strong opinions about that.
Very good. Well, I expect nothing less from you, Jack Campbell.
I'm right here. Take a break and.
I'll be back.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me. But Lincoln was very, very badly treated by the fake news. Maybe in his case it was real. I can tell you, in my case, it's fake. It's totally fake. But nobody's been, and it should never be allowed to happen again. Let's see what happens. We caught them cold. Let's see what happens. But if we didn't have to, you know, that takes time and energy and all of the things, the time that we spent on this impeachment hoax, Nancy Pelosi with her hairdryer and the whole thing. Everybody! Everybody has to wear a mask. You must keep all beauty parlors closed. And she's in a beauty parlor with no mask on.
Oh, man.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hold on to your butts.
I don't need a whole lot of money.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing, everybody?
Doing all right. Eddie, you doing all right?
I'm doing good.
I think the audience is, too. And I already shared with them the story. I told you last night how the University of Rhode Island's removing that mural painted by a now 95-year-old World War II vet. And it's just a shame. But they took a picture of it before they covered it up.
There you go.
Good God.
Are they going to destroy it or just cover it up?
No, I think they're going to remove it eventually.
End up removing it, yeah.
It's just ahistorical is a mild way of putting it. Anyway, 272-9228, but the big story that dropped yesterday that got everybody in a tizzy is that Donald Trump, we have him recorded talking to Bob Woodward. He purposely downplayed the pandemic. He misled the American people, Jack. What say you?
Well, I got off of the show yesterday, and I was listening to Fox News, excuse me, and his press secretary, I never can remember her name,
Kaylee McEnany.
Kaylee?
Yeah.
So she was fielding questions, and the press was going nuts about, So the president lied to the American people. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And let me just say, if anybody can handle themselves, she can. She was excellent. But I had to ask myself, who in the hell allowed Donald Trump to go interview with Bob Woodward in an election year? How stupid is that? I mean, that communications director needs to be fired. Not the press person, but the person who runs the communications department. That, to me, is inexcusable. And then, of course, I hear last night on Tucker that it was Lindsey Graham who persuaded the president to go give an interview. And how many times did he sit down with him? Like over 10 times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of interviews. It was over the top. And Trump on Hannity last night claimed, well,
he hit me hard the first book he wrote, and I didn't cooperate on that. I mean, he hits everybody hard. He hit even Obama hard. And, you know, I haven't read the book. I think it's going to be boring. But maybe it'll be good for me. But, I mean, this doesn't look good. But I thought, you know, why not give it a shot? Give it a shot. I didn't cooperate. He's going to write bad things anyway. I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Well, that is true, but you don't want to give him the bullets to shoot you with.
Right.
I mean, and to me, what he said was not that bad. You know, yeah, I downplayed it. I didn't want the American people to panic. I understand that. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about how they're going to report that and how they have reported it so far, that he basically lied to the American people. Well, it wasn't as big a lie as you can keep your health care that you have and you can keep your own doctor. Those were monumental lies for which there's no repercussions. And anyway, I would match Trump's lies to Joe Biden's lies any day of the week. But it just, you know, it just feeds into their argument that he didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. And we all know he did. We all know he reacted. In fact, he reacted a lot better than Biden would have reacted because he called him xenophobic and all that stuff. But anyway, I was just furious about it. Well, and then when Tucker said, well, it was Lindsey Graham who persuaded him to do it, and I thought, oh, my God.
Lindsey. You know, and Lindsey Graham, he talked a good game during the Kavanaugh hearings. He's been talking a good game on, you know, investigating the investigators with the Mueller report, I suppose. But what is maybe other than that interview with Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, not much seemed to come out of Lindsey Graham's hearings.
No, it hadn't.
Nothing
it hasn't.
Earth-shattering. So, yeah, that's just
but
bizarre.
Then again, maybe the FBI is asking him to pull back.
Right. It might be.
I mean, that could be it. That, you know, that occurred to me this morning.
Or Durham's asking.
I was mad at, I'm mad at Lindsey all over again. And then I thought, well, maybe he hadn't done anything because they've told him, just hold off. We're going to get these guys.
Right. But you have a friend in high places. In fact, your friend was on Hannity last night before the president. The one, the only, I'm Bob Dole, Karl Rove.
Yeah, I came to watch Fox News, and Carl was over there, and Hannity introduced him. He said, well, I've got three boards tonight, and he produces these three boards that he's written on, and he was great. I thought he was great. Have you played that?
Yeah, I have each board broken into three different clips. We definitely have time here right now for the first one, if you'd
okay,
like to hear.
Okay, cool.
Here is Karl Rove's first point last night.
I got 3 points I want to make, and I got a three-board night. We got record going here. First of all, I was intrigued by his rhetoric in his speech. He said the president failed to do his job on purpose. That is to say, the president wanted people to die, he wanted them to get sick, and he did it on purpose. He said, this is a life and death betrayal. I mean, that's really over the top. He said, experts say if the president acted 1 week earlier, 36,000 lives would have been saved. Earlier in the year, he was saying, if the president had listened to what I was saying in January, he had acted 1 week earlier, 36,000 lives would have been saved. The Washington Post said this was completely inaccurate. This was not accurate. He said the recession was created by Trump's negligence. So it's not the responsibility of the coronavirus. It's Trump who created the recession. And how did the president create that? By shutting down the economy as the science told him to do and have us quarantine at home. Would Joe Biden have said, no, we should not do that? I mean, is he going to listen to the science or not? So he deliberately attacks the president, I think, in an over-the-top way.
Yeah, and it's essentially the contrarian nature of the critiques of the president on the coronavirus response that have been so frustrating. No matter, and it's been his whole presidency, no matter what Trump does, you got to find an angle to criticize him. That's how politics works, after all.
It didn't used to work that way, though.
Hmm.
When I remember when Clinton was president, Newt Gingrich was speaker, they passed welfare reform. And it was a bipartisan effort, and they both gave each other credit. What's wrong with that?
Right.
But today, no siree, nothing Trump does ever gets any accolades, or he never gets credit for anything. It's very unfortunate.
Right, and if you honestly had listened to Biden early on, I don't think this would have been handled very well at all. I mean, but honestly, I think the Trump administration did what any administration would do. You initially downplay it, then you overplay it, and you try to figure this out as fast as you can. To the point now where, I mean, I think we locked down for way too long. I think they've got the right guy on there now advising them, Scott Atlas of the Hoover Institution. He did an interview, I think, with the BBC. It's fascinating. I'll have to bring up here later in the program where he kind of corrects the record on the administration's response and comparing the United States to other countries. There's a really, really good, I love Scott Atlas. Been following him before he came on at the White House. He was one of the people I was looking at every week. So we'll see what the response. We got to hit a quick break here. Coming up, we have Carl's second point where Karl Rove goes into, well, all of the things Biden and Biden's top advisor said as the pandemic was unfolding. And what they were advising to be done, but also how they were criticizing the president. And it reveals quite a lot, actually, when you take this look back on how things actually went down. And, Jack, you actually texted Carl, right?
I did after the show. I sent him a text, and, you know, I'm sure he got a million texts.
Sure.
And what did I say to him? It was very short. I just said,
you say you were on fire.
Yeah, you're on fire tonight. Great presentation. And that was at, I don't know, 9:30, 8:30. Mm-hmm. And at 6:05 this morning, I got a response. Glad you liked it. I was irritated.
He needs to be irritated.
It was pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious he was irritated.
Well, folks, we'll bring you more of that and more of news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell, well, he's on with us, but I don't see him in his kitchen at the moment.
Eddie Bader in the studio with us.
In the studio.
Let's go to the phones. Again, 272-9228. Talk to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How you doing, JD?
I'm doing pretty good. I was going to say, and it's a shame Jack's not on right now.
He's not on. Jack, this is JD on the phone.
I completely agreed with everything you said until late last night. And I watched many, many different timelines drawn out. And as soon as that everything started coming out about Trump, all the Biden videos started coming out. All the Democratic videos started coming out. When he wanted to shut down the government, they wanted to keep it open. Then when it's shut down, they complain, why didn't he shut it down sooner? Y'all are hitting the nail exactly on the head with what y'all are about to play next. And kudos to what he did last night. It was awesome. I was scratching my head wondering, you know, how in the world did Trump wind up in this position? But it never fails. Every time you think he does something quite not right, he's done set up another chess move.
There you go. Yeah, and being a contrarian does not equate with leadership. Trust me, I've been a contrarian for years.
Well, hey, y'all are always, always doing a wonderful job, and I can't wait to hear what y'all play on this next hour. It's going to be great.
Thank you, JD.
Thanks, JD.
272-9228. Yeah, we're only 3 minutes at the top of the hour here, so I say let's keep going with the calls. We'll get back into what Carl said last night.
Okay, that's cool.
This next clip's about 3.5 minutes, but it's worth the time. Clint, welcome to the program.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, I keep forgetting. The president being interviewed.
What's that, Clint?
The president being interviewed by his news station.
Is he being interviewed?
I think it's good.
Oh, to be interviewed by Woodward?
Anyone. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think in the Woodward case, they're worried about him taking his words and twisting them around. And Woodward sat on this for a while. It's a like Jack says, a hit job.
Well, they always do that, and that's Jerry going to stop.
I wouldn't have sat down with him if I'd been Trump. I'm sorry. This is the guy that wrote All the President's Men. Mm-hmm. He hates Republicans. I mean, anyway, I can't imagine they thought they'd get a good story out of it.
Well, you know, every president will get a... If you're a Republican, you'll get person.
Clint, you're really breaking up. Not a good connection. But I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, I
can't.
I can't
hear him clearly.
I couldn't hear him. I would have maybe sat down with him after the election. When you know it's safe, you know?
Sure.
Anyway.
But here, east of the Rockies. Hey, east.
Hey, good morning. Very quickly, I want to ask Mr. Woodward, I want to ask you guys, at what point would it have been wise for our president to start screaming fire in a crowded lobby? I mean, I don't have a problem with what he said. No, of course he didn't want people panicked. I mean, even with measured leadership, people did weird stuff during this pandemic. And so of course, I mean, at what point is he supposed to start screaming fire, Joey?
When the Democrats say so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's
well,
what
at least you have to remember that it didn't matter what Trump said or what he did. They're going to say it was wrong.
I know.
And we all understand that the leader of the free world should not go into panic mode at a time like that. You should be calm and keep people calm. But
sure.
They want to make a big deal out of that because anything they can do to try to make him look bad. And I don't think he looked bad.
Well, no, I don't either.
And Jack, after I talked to you last night and watched more what the president said and it reminded me of something that I thought at the beginning of the pandemic. This is a practical problem, a technical problem.